Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has provisionally approved Pfizer booster shots for people aged 18 and over. Health officials say Australians can get the third Pfizer jab no matter which vaccine they got for the first two shots. The booster rollout is expected to start in November. The Therapeutic Goods Administration's Professor John Skerritt says Australians can receive a third dose at least 6 months after they got their second injection.
We do know that boosters may give additional protection against mild COVID and they may have an impact on reducing transmission. And we do know that in the elderly and people who have various shades of immunocompromise, that an additional dose is particularly valuable.
Victoria has reported 1,534 new cases of COVID-19 and another 13 deaths. And there are another 304 new COVID cases in New South Wales and 3 further deaths. Soon, people will be able to buy a pack of quick turnaround coronavirus tests with their bread and milk. Rapid antigen tests will be available to buy in supermarkets from next week. Coles says it will be the first to stock the 15-minute kits across 700 stores, and Woolworths will follow soon after. They'll cost around $10 per pack and will eventually also be available at convenience stores and pharmacies. Fully vaccinated Australians will no longer need to apply for an exemption to leave the country. The federal government says the exemption requirement will be removed from November 1st, when overseas flights will start again. It comes as Singapore announces it will let fully vaccinated Australians travel to the country without quarantine from November the 8th. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says they are big steps towards reopening the country.
This is the first stage of our international reopening. Subsequently, we'll have a second stage focusing on students and critical workers.
Australia's Prime Minister has defended his government's commitments to have net zero emissions by 2050, despite criticism on how it would be achieved. Scott Morrison wants to achieve the emissions target through using existing methods and future, yet unproven, technology. Mr. Morrison will take the Coalition's new plans to the United Nations COP26 climate talks in Glasgow next week. Talking to Channel 7, Mr. Morrison says he will use the talks as an opportunity to further explain and promote Australia's position.
We don't have to shut Australia down, stop digging things up, stop planting things to achieve net zero. Australians don't have to be punished to achieve net zero. That's not our plan. That's not the Australian way.
Greens leader Adam Band says Mr. Morrison's climate policy will be strongly criticised now that it's open for scrutiny.
We needed a plan based on the science, and instead we got science fiction. A story where someone rides in on a unicorn in 2049 with technology that doesn't yet exist and somehow saves us. It is a fraud.
In sport, and there's confusion about the vaccination rules for tennis players entering Australia for next January's Australian Open. The federal government had said unvaccinated players would not be allowed into the country for the first Grand Slam of the year. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison now says they will, if they go into quarantine for a fortnight. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says his state will not be applying for any exemptions for unvaccinated players.
So I'm just trying to be as clear as I can. The reason I have to be clear like this today is because the federal government's done a complete 180. Alex Hawke made some comments. Now, that apparently seems that wasn't the federal government's view. These things happen from time to time, I suppose.
I'm Claire Slattery. This is SBS News in Easy English.